You're on 981 2NM this Thursday morning, and of course the Upper Hunter by-election is not too far away. I'm joined in the studio this morning by some, well, can I say, some prestigious guests. We've got Jodie McKay, the opposition leader of the New South Wales Parliament, and the new Labor candidate for the Upper Hunter, Jeff Drayton. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Thank you for having us so early.
An absolute pleasure for you to come in and spend some time with us. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, you guys do a great job.
Jeff, I'm going to start with you. Can you give us the 60-second bio on Jeff Drayton, please?
Local bloke, born yep. and bred in Denman, just out the road. Done all my schooling locally in Musselbrook. Met my wife. So Susan at school. Susan runs a small business in town, yep. in Musselbrook here, and raised my family over the last 24 years in Musselbrook, or just outside of Musselbrook, where mm-hmm. we still are today.
And this must be quite, something big for you to be able to be nominated for the New South Wales State Parliament in a seat that you've got to feel fairly confident of being able to pull down.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about the confidence levels at the moment. we're only just beginning. Lots of work to do yet, but no, it certainly is exciting to hopefully for me to be able to give something back to the area that's given so much to me over a long period of time.
Fair enough, Jodie. I'll ask you. The New South Wales Premier came out recently, Gladys Berejiklian, suggesting that this one's a lay down misere for Labor. You guys can just about put this one in the bag.
Yeah, right? I laughed at that. I think she said it'd be a miracle if we win it. And I said, well, it'll be a miracle if the National Party lose it. Mm. Because they've had it for 90 years. You know, the National Party has represented the seat of Upper Hunter.
That's right.
And we actually believe that it's time for a change. We think that the issues confronting this area are so significant that it needs someone like Jeff to steer us through. I think it's important that we've got someone that understands the opportunities here and can talk to us as a Labor Party about what we need to do. But importantly, feed that into the decisions we're going to make as a parliament. Because so long, and Jeff and I have spoken many times about this, we see those who work within the coal industry demonised. And I think what we want to get out and talk about is that how these jobs need to be respected, but most importantly, protected. Mm. And as a girl from the Hunter, you know, I feel really strongly about this. And we've got to look at new jobs. We've got to look at where the jobs of the future are. And that question hasn't been answered. People feel anxious. They feel uncertain. And it's our job, and it will be Jeff's job to get in there and talk about those jobs of the future as well.
The One Nation Party have tried to paint themselves recently as the party of the coal miners, and one of their recent candidates, Stuart Bonds, basically gave himself up because he was railing against the casualisation of the workforce in the mining industry. How do you feel about the casualisation?
Yeah, well, Jeff is probably the best person to talk about this, but I think, when One Nation supported that bill in the federal parliament at that point, I think all of us were shocked that they actually went down that path because, we need to see people who are employed have the same conditions that that everyone else has, and obviously with casualisation that doesn't happen, but it's something that Jeff has been fighting for his entire life. So Stuart Bonds, if he had any influence on the party, should have had that discussion already and said that this is a really big issue in my area. People want to see full-time employment. What are you doing? And obviously he didn't have that conversation, so it's fine for him to throw his toys out of the cot now, but what was he doing?
Well, that's fair. Jeff, how do you feel? What are your thoughts on the casualisation?
We've done, obviously, as I currently do, work for the miners' union. So we've done lots and lots of work, and our union on behalf of coal miners has spent lots of time and lots of money trying to fix it. I mean, unfortunately, we have some people in the industry who exploit that labour, and certainly he's right about one thing, Stuart. It's a problem.
Because it's tough as a community. As a community here, we look at the fact that so many people are working 12-hour shifts, but they might not necessarily have, after 2 or 3 years of working, they've got no annual leave or no sick leave or whatever it is. They're at the behest of the corporation who could just cut them at a moment's notice. Who would like to work under those circumstances? Oh, apart from the money, no one would volunteer for that.
Absolutely. Extremely difficult for someone who's a casual, without a doubt.
So, can I just say as well, Andrew, that there's a couple of things that we'll be announcing in the next, in the next couple of weeks, mm-hmm. Around this. So we've been pretty strong on our views as a Labor Party on the issues around casualisation, and so I think people can expect that we'll have much more to say on this. Obviously, industrial relations, as we refer to this, is a federal issue.
Yes,
but I still think there is a lot we can do at a state level, and we'll have much more to say on this.
There's one item I think that you would both agree that if you could guarantee it, that you would just about lock in this particular seat.
Really? There's, yeah. Okay, throw it up.
The bypasses. If you can confirm that the Singleton bypass will be a two-lane bypass in both directions.
With an interchange,
and the Muswellbrook bypass will start not long after, you could just guarantee your ticket for the next 90 years.
Jody and I have had this conversation today a number of times. I told Jody earlier that I thought it might be the most difficult issue I had to deal with for this reason, because every time I raise the issue, not myself, but every time the issue is raised about bypasses, particularly in Muswellbrook, but Singleton also, people turn their heads and don't want to listen. They've been listening to it for so long.
They've heard it for such a long time.
That's all they say is, oh, here we go again, another Polly telling me the bypass is coming.
Can I also say to you that we're in Singleton today, and we're actually going to be...
starting to dig up the bypass? So you got the shovels ready, Jody?
No, what I'm going to do is call John Barilow out and say, suddenly he's talking about the interchange. I'm not sure he's talking about the dual lane, but he's certainly talking about the interchange. Mm. And he has to, right, because he dumped Sue Moore, the mayor of Singleton, and now he's got to fix that up. But he should have known about this before now. What has Michael Johnson been doing? Why hasn't the National Party addressed this issue?
We had spoken to Michael about it when the decision was made last year, and he said, well, that's all we've got for you.
This is the plan.
That's all that we can do.
Yeah,
so are you assuring us that should you find yourself in power, certainly in New South Wales, that you can actually give us a decent bypass for both the major towns.
And we, the National Party at the last election only contributed to the Singleton-Muswellbrook bypass after we put money on the table. Mm. But I think you can put money on the table, but you've actually got to deliver what the town wants, right?
Yep.
And so, I'm in Singleton today with Jeff, and we'll be pushing that issue. And I think it's really important. I'm cynical, but I think everyone in the community has a right to be cynical. If John Barilaro is going to fix this issue now because Sue Moore has been dumped and he should have supported her and he got rolled, and this is sort of the consolation prize, why wasn't this done before? So, it's a big issue, but Jeff is right. When I was in The Hunter, as a journalist, I was covering the Singleton and Muswellbrook bypass, but you only have to
all the way back then, Jenny.
Yes, Andrew, all the way back then. We're not going to say how long because it is a long time ago. But it's been going on for such a long time. So, look, it's one of the issues. You'll see us out and about. We're going to be talking about Scone TAFE, of course, what the community has done there. We've challenged our shadow TAFE minister, has challenged Jeff Lee, the minister, to a debate in Scone on that. Like, we actually believe that
we should be. But that's done and dusted. That's gone
now,
isn't it?
There's the $4 million they got. That money should be spent in Scone. They're sending it to Belmont and to Newcastle.
Yep.
But we also have to make sure that CLC is a TAFE. How can you? You've got an internet cafe, and I attended the Scone community meeting on this a week or so ago, and the community. It was said that how do you practically apply skills and learn them? You can't. You're sitting at a computer, so Scone needs to have a greater focus, I think, on education and training. And we're going to be talking about TAFE, and we're going to be making sure that we've got the skills and TAFE the courses that we need in both Singleton and Muswellbrook, because it comes back to where we started this conversation, which is what are the jobs of the future? How do you keep young people here? What are people going to do? And no one is doing this work. That is why Jeff needs to be in the parliament to protect those jobs and to say, okay, well, in the future, what are the skills we're going to need and how do we equip TAFE to deliver those? No one is having this conversation. And instead you've got, those people in the other corner who in Sydney want to tell everyone up here what to do. You've got the people here who are anxious and uncertain about what their future holds.
Yep.
And you've got to have someone that can have this conversation. And Jeff is the right person to have that conversation and lead this, lead this region forward. And, I grew up here. I feel passionate as anyone else about this this region. And I have full confidence that he will be able to do this. And, of course, as a Labor Party, we'll be there supporting him every step of the way.
Well, Jeff, you've got the seal of approval. Both of you, thank you very much for coming
in.
Jeff Drayton,
Andrew,
to you, good luck with your candidacy.
Thanks, Mike.
And Jody, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Andrew. Anytime.
Thanks, Andrew.